Isaiah 53, a popular scripture. Let me read it again. Verse 4. Isaiah 53 and verse 4. Surely is certainly and certainly and certainly without controversy. Hallelujah. Surely, let's together read verse 4, 5, and 6. Everybody, shall we go? Surely, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Let's stop here. Everybody again, verse 5. Everybody, verse 5. Very loud. Shall we go? But he was wounded for our transgressions. Bruised. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are. Hallelujah. Do you believe the word of God? Do you believe the word of God? By his stripes we are healed. This healing is not only typhoid and malaria, fibroid and poison in the body. It's the whole condition of man was healed on the cross on Calvary. At the cross on Calvary, we claim our healing. It was released there. The Lord Jesus Christ was speaking to his disciples, telling them, he who asks receives. He who seeks will find. And he got to a point and he was telling them, nevertheless, when the Son of Man shall come, he said, will he find faith on earth? And I explained that scripture, I think, on Friday night, vigil here. And I meditated on that scripture. Why did he say that? He was looking at faith. Here is a revelation. Revelation. By the time he, God, will come, will people still know how to relate with God? A lot of people don't know the meaning of prayer. I told you. That is why Christ said, when the Son of Man, because he knew up to 2,000 years he will stay before he will come back. And he was telling them at that time before he left, when he will be coming back, will he still find faith? Because he taught his disciples how to pray. Pray in this manner. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And the disciples understood it. Did you see that thing repeated anywhere again in the Bible? But the disciples were praying. Shortly after that, persecution started. When persecution came upon them, they did not go to lock themselves in a room and say, for all their enemies to leave them, for the persecution to come. Our Father, this is how he taught us to pray. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee, blessed art thou. And some people, person they sick, they die. You go and call priest to the hospital. Then he will come and stand there, Hail Mary, full of grace, Mother of God, pray for us. Saint Jude, pray for us. Mother Teresa, they don't add Mother Teresa on top. They don't add Mother Teresa, pray for us. Who again? Pray for us. Amen. That one, now one fall away with that. Then the other one now, that is the commonest now, that it has reduced to now, is the Pentecostals. All of them get their own. Some people think that when you come and pray in the Jesus, in the name of the Father, Son, or the Holy Ghost. Now one group will be that. They put food. You go village, they put poison for food, you don't know. And you are supposed to pray before you eat the food to nullify anything they put there. And he says, in words or in deed, Colossians 3:17, whatever you do, do it in which name? In words or in deed, anything you do, do it in which name? In the name of the Lord Jesus. It has been reduced now. You go to village, or when they wait for you to come from Lagos. I don't come to set food for you. Then you come and sit down. Lord, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen. Then you carry food, they chop. You are finished. You are finished. In the name of the Father and of the Son. Where did they learn that from? Where, which pattern? Which of the apostles taught us that? Listen, Pentecost has soon come. The first church that started it is, I will say, what's his name? What's the name of the ministry? Zoe. They're the one that started that, and everybody has picked it up. Now it has been developed to a whole realm now. And all you do is when you come together, is possess your possession. Anybody that say, I will not see the end of this year, what will happen? Die by fire, die. Die by fire, die, die, die. And you think you have prayed. How many don't die? Can't you see that it's not working? It's not working. They are not dying. They cannot die by what you have spoken. Listen, that is not prayer. Oh, Jehovah. Hallelujah. See, the Lord Jesus said, without me, Jesus, you can do nothing. You don't understand that scripture. He said, for the weapon, Apostle Paul now, this is not Jesus. For the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal, but what? Now see, they are mighty through, through who? They are mighty through God. If it is through God, then take the matter to God. That is the meaning of prayer. Are you taking the matter to God? What you're saying? Die by fire. Die. Now you the kill him now. You have not presented the matter to God. If you present your matter to God based on the relationship we have with him as a father and as a child, and you present the matter to him, watch and see how he will handle the matter. Hallelujah. You see, God is not, I was just meditating something early morning hours today. Hallelujah. How that I prayed a particular prayer. And when I prayed that prayer, I did not hear a voice. I did not see a vision. I did not dream a dream that confirms that God has answered. He did not answer me back when I was praying. But shortly after, I saw the answer to my prayer. So I was meditating. I said, So even when he kept quiet, I was praying, he didn't answer me. The fact that he kept quiet did not mean that he has not answered. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. I prayed a particular prayer because we have been raised up. You will not stop praying until I hear, Father, talk. What do you say concerning this matter? Father, talk. Father, talk. You know, talk. Say, okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Then I also observed that there is another one that I prayed. And he told me, I have heard you. But it don't reach 5 years. I never see the result. Oh, for 5 years. He repeated it 3 times within the 5 years. When I thought, don't forget. He still answered me I have heard you. And 5 years, the thing never come to pass. And the one where I say, I pray, he not talk back. Cha, 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 cha. 2 days after, I saw the answer. That is why we must know how to walk with God. So, and he teaches us individually. That's why we should have a relationship with him. He teaches us individually, church. Every child of God must have a personal relationship with God. Don't relate with God through me, your pastor. When you do that, you will miss it. If you had that relationship with God, and in your room you pray, Father, I am going for this Shiloh program tomorrow. I am going to this Shiloh program today. Lord, use that water when I get there. Do this. Mention my case today. And when you say mention my case, some people will be waiting for a prophet to pick you. It may be a prayer point. It may just be a prayer point. And it may not even be that. You say mention your case. Do you just want the case mentioned or solution? That case may be solved that day. He has mentioned it. You may not hear anything. It is the next day you begin to see the result of the prayer you prayed in the church. But we have been made to walk with God by sensation. Unless you fall down under anointing, God has not touched you. I'm telling you now, I say I prayed, I didn't hear any sensation, I didn't see anything, nothing. There was another time, there was a way God dealt with me, and I'm sure he deals with some of you like that too. Whereby, I said, I had a particular problem, that I went to the Lord, solve this problem. The second day, the problem increased. I took a fast. Lord, solve this problem, a particular problem. Lord, solve this problem now. It's getting worse. The second day, the third day, the thing got worse. I told God, I'm going to start this fast. I will not break it until you answer me. Day one, 24 hours, no food, no water. The second day, I know how long I can pray like that. The second day, I did not hear a voice. I did not see any vision. I did nothing. But the hunger increased in the night. The night of the second night, the hunger increased. My body was shaking. My eye was shaking. Try to sleep, lie. I try to force myself to sleep. I say, now lie. Father, you must solve this problem. Now lie. Father, you must solve this problem. The hunger increased. I nearly died. The only thing I saw was, I saw a revelation and I saw myself eating bread and something. Praise the Lord. I saw myself eating bread. I shook out of it. I said, what does it mean? Is God telling me to eat? I said, okay, Father, maybe you want me to eat. Okay, because I saw the particular time I was eating. And I said, okay, when that time reaches, I will eat. Immediately, I agree with him myself. I think I even spoke it. Okay, Lord, I will eat. When the time comes, I will eat. The hunger stopped. The hunger stopped. Then I knew, oh. Instead of God talks to you, you see various means. Immediately that time reached, I went, I saw the bread where I saw it in the spirit. I took the bread there. I ate it. Just bread and water. I just ate it. Early in the morning, that problem was solved. Apparently, he was telling me, no need, I have answered you. Eat. eat. Praise the Lord. Now that is me. Don't go and start fasting when hunger comes. Say, Pastor, stop it. Make me say, stop my own. No. That was how he dealt with me. After all, if you are fasting, you must be hungry. If you are not hungry, no be better fast. Praise the Lord. The essence of fast is to get hungry. You are going to deny yourself a fast. I mean, food. For a particular reason. So, and once you start, your body will say, Nah lie, I'm never ready for that one. I'm never ready, give me food. Your ability to say no gives you that victory. And put away that. See, listen, church, I am saying this because people come to this place that God brought you here. Let this place be the last bus stop. Faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. If you catch this revelation, I am telling you, your prayer life will become sweeter. God wants us to depend on Him. Depend on Him. Anytime you do as if you can do it, you can do it. God is not happy. God wants you to depend totally on Him. So this thing about, listen, I taught you how to pray. There is a time when you will speak to the fig tree. Jesus Christ spoke to the fig tree. Hallelujah. No man eateth fruit from thee again. I have spoken to situations like that. I have spoken to, what do you call it? Tumors. I've spoken to Ania. I've spoken to a wound where I say, I command you, evil growth, to die, dry, and wither away. I give you 4 days to get out of this body. And in 4 days, it came to pass. Listen. But before you do that, before Jesus Christ will come to that fig tree and speak, He has ask the Father to give him that power in the early morning hours. He will withdraw from his disciples. Where is he going? He is going to commune with the Father. The time that you acquire power is when you go and be with the Father. Give me power. Give me power. Give me power for the day. When you receive that power, you know you have prayed, you have taken authority over everything. Then when you jam that situation, that is when you apply the power that you received in your early morning prayers. If you didn't pray, and you thought you prayed, you woke up early in the morning, and you started saying, I claim authority over today. Today shall be blessed. Today I will be great. Nothing will pull me down. Today I hope you know you are not praying. That is not prayer. That is not prayer. Oh, this revelation that God tell me or what they share with you. So I used to make the same mistake before. We are making noise and thinking we are praying. And at the end, we are the most defeated. We are the most carnal. You did not ask God in the morning to keep you humble. Take away pride from me. You did not ask God to empower you. Empower me against the forces of darkness, Lord. Empower me. You did not ask for empowerment. Which power are you using? Against that which? Against that situation that you are facing. Suddenly you hear, Father! You say, hey? Holy Ghost fire. Now no go succeed. Now lie. I'm a daughter of God. I'm a daughter of God. If they die, they go. I'm a daughter of God. You like Holy Ghost fire. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. People who acquire power. Hallelujah. They have acquired it in their quiet moment with God. That is a quiet moment. That is when you speak to Him. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, pray without ceasing. Tell your neighbor again. Tell three people around you, pray without ceasing. It's a commandment. Hallelujah. A prayer is prayer. And today, I told you several times here why we use water. You can use anything. You can use anything, it's anything. But we've chosen to use water. Because it symbolizes so many things. For the purpose of healing and deliverance. And we also know how witches and wizards do. They do a lot of similitude. A lot of prophetic action. As I do this, occultic people, so let this happen somewhere. When they throw something against you, you don't know when they did it. But the power of the spoken word somewhere, they invoke their juju, their demons, and send the demons, as I will do this, go and do this. Immediately he does it, the demon will go into action. Satan has demons. Our God, he has angels. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 103 and verse 20. Can we read it? Psalm 103 and verse 20. What does it say? Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. That's why when Christians want to invoke the power of God, they will give voice to his word. It is written, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed. It is written, no weapon of the enemy fashioned against me shall prosper. It is written, if I ask you to do anything, you will do it for me. It is written, whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. It is written, praise the Lord. It is written, anytime you say that, the Bible says the angels of God, they will hearken, they will act on the voice of his word. We give voice to his word. When you speak what God is speaking, those angels are not hearing you, they are hearing God. Hallelujah. Somebody should be excited. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14. Are they not ministering spirits? Talking about angels. They are ministering spirits. They are sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation. They are our servants. If you ask them to go and do anything, they will do it. Praise the Lord. They hearken unto the voice of his word. And let me tell you, every true child of God, you have an angel. In fact, every human being, there is a spirit that is following you. It is either an angel or a demon. Amen. Every human being, there is a spirit that is following you. Either a demon or an angel, depending on who you are connected to. If you are connected to any shrine, to any cult, to any the demon from there will be following you. And if you are connected to heaven by the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, his angel, the angel of God, encampeth round about them that fear God. And that is why we are untouchable. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I had a testimony from a brother, and I understand that it happens quite often. An online member, and I know you are listening to me now, you share that testimony with me in Italy. They want to go to Europe. They want to go to Europe. And you know all the risks they take. And then the final one, they went through Libya or Morocco or somewhere like that to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe. Very deadly journey. And then they will bring a balloon, and then they will inflate it. In their own boat, said there were about 100 of them, they had about 6 boats that day to cross late in the night. And then they put the engine there, and they asked any of them, this is how to operate it, give them enough fuel to cross. And you know it is inflated with air. And then they cross. They enter the water. Thousands of them don't make it. It's a sea. They perish. And on that day, he was giving me his testimony. On that day, he was going. He is a believer. He is a Christian. He had prayed. He said the first night they wanted to go. The voice of the Lord told him not to enter the boat. He stepped aside. And then they did everything with the boat and things that happened. They couldn't go that day. They were calling him witch because he said, lie, this boat, if you will enter, I know we'll come back. Anyway, that day came, he entered. And then according to him, he said, danger started. The sea waves, we call brrrr, and enter inside the water. And you dare not move anyhow, because if you let one side of our way, the other side, it will tumble. All of you are gone. So everybody is staying. They are saying, don't move, just stay like that. Some are crying. Hallelujah. Why? Remember that story. It says, suddenly they saw a mighty dolphin by the right. They looked again, another dolphin by the left. They looked again, another dolphin in front and behind. 4 dolphins. And they were moving with them. Anytime the wave is coming from this side, coming high, the dolphin will jump up and beat the water away. If it is coming from here, it will jump up and beat the water away. And that is how they continued until the rescue ship spotted them. And then contact was coming their side. Immediately the rescue boat got closer. He said those dolphins disappeared. Oh, praise the Lord. The angels of God encamped round about them that fear him. It is somebody's prayer that brought those angels. They were angels. They were angels. Amen. Those angels will follow somebody home today. Now the reason why we sleep after we have prayed, Lord, take care. Don't come in the night and say, hey, here are you witches in this area. I want to sleep. If you come here, fire will consume you. You have no prayer though. Father, I want... See, stop talking to demons. Talk to God. Stop talking to your enemies. Hand them over to God. Concentrate on God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Stop looking at the pain. Stop talking to the pain you are feeling. Father, take this pain away from me. I command you pain. Stop. Go back to stop. You can't stop it. But there is a power that can stop it. Invoke that power to stop it. Change your prayer style. They have messed up Christianity until we don't know how to relate with God anymore. Man has assumed unnecessary power. Man wants to share glory with God, and God cannot share his glory with any man. God wants us to depend on him. Without me, you can do nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Hallelujah. I pray that somebody will catch it. So that when your private prayer life will be sweeter. Don't go and buy any prayer book in any bookshop, anywhere. No, nobody, no, let nobody tell you how to pray.
All the whole commercial books.
There's nothing there that to make money. Nothing like that. Because your problem is different from my problem. Oh, that is the truth. Hallelujah. Your problem is different from my problem. Like I said, let nobody go and write any book on interpretation of dream. There's nothing like that. I can dream the same thing with you, but it will mean two different things. Depending on my situation, depending on what God is talking to me. Amen. Me and you here, we can be dreaming, we are swimming inside water throughout last night. Your own can mean that you are initiated into marine spirit. My own can mean that I am now swimming in eternal life. I mean two different things to two different people. Praise the Lord. Water means so many things in the Bible. Water means the word of God. Water means life. Amen. But there's mommy water also. So it depends on what it means. So if you want to know whether your own is trouble, when you wake up from that dream, watch what happens around you. The pattern will now let you know. Anytime I have this type of dream, this thing happened. Then you know your own, the problem with this. Because somebody else may have that type of dream and a blessing for them. Amen. And they eat every time for dream, eat every time for dream. Every time I'm eating. And they eat for dream. Hey, they don't come. It's not every eating in the dream that is evil. Hey, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It may be that you too like food. Yes, you too like food. I used to love playing, when I was younger in school, basketball was my favorite sport. So, until I was so possessed, even when we were writing our final exams, before I go for my paper that morning, I would still go to the pitch. I remember one time, one of our teachers stopped me and said, "You, this boy, you are not serious. You have your paper today. You are coming from basketball pitch." Amen. I was so possessed with it. But I discovered most of the time when I'm sleeping, I am playing basketball in my dream. Until sometimes I will jump and fall from bed down. I woke up still saying a dream. That's not a bad thing. So you can also be eating in dream because you are suffering from poverty. And you are asking God, "Lord, when will you change my situation?" And that night you sleep, you see yourself eating all manner of food. You are eating the Chinese. From Chinese, you went to a buffet. From buffet, you were going at that. And then you wake up and say, "Oh, my enemies have come." They have not come. God is telling you, "I have answered your prayer." Very soon, you'll be eating Chinese and everywhere. So don't stay like that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But anytime I eat evil food, when I wake up, my belly goes swell. When I wake up, if I get belly, I will lose it, miscarriage. Anytime I eat in the dream, when I wake up, one bad thing will happen, then you can say you are eating evil poison in the dream. They are feeding you with problems. So, let nobody come and then say they eat for dinner. They say, go for deliverance. Sometimes you are delivering yourself away from your blessings. You are looking for fruit of the womb. Then in the dream, you see yourself with babies. Babies. Then when you go to a deliverance minister, you say, you have spiritual husband. You even born for them, for spirit. That's why they see a children. You have children in the marine kingdom. You have children. But physically, you don't have children. It happens, but it's not always like that. It's God telling you, because when me, I was looking for fruit of the womb. Now from prayer, now I see my own. I told God, let me know now. And then he showed me my son. And I told my wife, praise the Lord. And I didn't know that same night, my wife too was asking how many. He said, "It's him." So from then on, I rested. I said, "Pikin, they come. No worry. What happened? I see him. I saw it. I saw it. You see your own in the dream. It must come to pass in the name of Jesus. Every blessing you have been praying for that you saw in the dream, somebody, if you can answer me, amen, today it will manifest.